on this eve of the first Friday of the month of June, the month dedicated to the most sacred heart of Jesus. And of course, Friday is dedicated to the most sacred heart of Jesus, that we should make reparation and suffer for his sake, who has suffered for our sake. But in addition, it is the day on which we honor the sacred heart of Jesus in the personage that he took on of a child, the infant Jesus of Prague. And it is also in the middle of the novena to the Holy Spirit. So many, many things, so many wonderful things, all happening at once. And of course, in the last few days of Father Deacon Zanka and I made a pilgrimage in a great part for your sake. I lit about 30 candles, so everybody's intentions hopefully will be taken care of. And there we celebrated two masses right in front of the statue of Our Lady. It's so beautiful, I can still see it in front of my face. A magnificent statue that, of course, is called Our Lady of From Succor. Hasten to help us. And we beseech her to hasten to help us. Hasten to help us in the church in its dire straits. And hasten to help us in the new Supreme Pontiff, Pope Leo XIV, who himself, in private, until recently, if not even now, has said the traditional Latin Mass, that he may liberate it for everybody, everywhere. Hasten to help us. And then, of course, we pray for the ordination of the priests that are being ordained all over the world. Father Deacon had to hurry back to Virginia because I believe in his diocese, this Saturday are going to be ordained 12 men. 12 deacons are going to be ordained to the priesthood, just as he was recently ordained to the diaconate, and will be ordained next year on June the 6th, which I hope to go. Even if I have to go it in a litter, I will be there. And of course, somehow or other, we need to pray to Our Lady to make sure that we have Mass here too, because it will involve the Sunday. So we need, and first Saturday, so we need to make sure that it can happen. If not, who knows what Our Lady may do. But we have so many wonderful things in our Holy Catholic faith. Nowhere else is this to be found. And even among Catholic churches, or those who claim to be Catholic, nowhere else is this to be found. This is the only church in this city, perhaps, maybe, almost in the whole state, where all these blessings are lavished out to you. And it is very sad that so few people take advantage of it, including the acolytes. This is an obligatory day. It is not an optional day. And it is very sad that some of them, with a couple of raindrops, excuse themselves from whatever. These are the kinds of things, to be very honest, that lead me to think that maybe I should just quit while I'm ahead and go somewhere else where I will be appreciated. Because it really frustrates me and makes me mad. And that is not the reason why we are here, to make me mad. But I have tried and tried and tried. And people, for the most part, do not listen. Where are they? Where are they going to be tomorrow? On the first Friday of this month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Our Lord himself complained to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque at whose shrine we also prayed yesterday at the Visitation Monastery in Mobile. He said, "The thing that bothers me the most is the indifference of men, the indifference of men, that people do not care." And that is the reality. We make excuses for everything else, but we do not assist at the things that are most important. And so, may God help us. And may God help me and all the other priests throughout the world that are trying their best to bring salvation to the people who are not interested, who turn their back and run away in the other direction. May God have mercy on them, and may God have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.